Treat your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him.
And welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios located here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania, where we broadcast nightly, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Of course, HagmanandHagman.com. That's where you can find us. That's our primary website. And HagmanReport.com for show prep information. Tips at HagmanReport.com. Back working again. We apologize for any inconvenience that might have caused. Folks, visit our new store. You ready? This is a tough one to remember. HagmanReportStore.com. HagmanReportStore.com, right? Really, really tough. Visit that. And if nothing else, just have a read of the item descriptions and let me know what you think. Right? Seriously. You gotta let me know what you think, because every item there in the Hagman Report store was hand selected, tested, and approved by Lady and Joe and me. Well, I had some say in it. Seriously, you got to check it out, HagmanReportStore.com. We're just having a lot of fun with that. And the first orders, actually, because our grand opening was this week, and the first orders actually are going out as we are speaking right now. Boxes are leaving the premises. So there you have it. Folks, we broadcast live. Right here on the Global Star Radio Network. We're so proud to be a part of the Global Star Radio Network. You know, Todd, the owner, just works so hard, and I want to thank him for all that he does. He does so much. And, of course, Eric makes us look good for YouTube. That is, did you... Speaking of Eric, did you see that shadow on YouTube? If you're watching, you just walk right through it. We're also live on YouTube and also Blog Talk Radio as well. So I'm Doug Hagman at the helm, and you know who I am. And of course, Joe, my son, we're like something I like to call America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. Folks, a couple of things, as we start this show. Now, tonight we're going to have as our very special guest, Michael Snyder.
Yep. Author, journalist, investigative journalist.
Writer. Economic Collapse Blog, theeconomiccollapseblog.com.
Yeah, End of America, End of the American Dream.com. Actually, if you just look under the, either on Blog Talk Radio description or the YouTube description underneath, there's several links. Theeconomiccollapseblog.com, yeah. themostimportantnews.com, as well as End of the American Dream.com.
He's not too busy, is he?
And he you know? Just released a new book on the rapture.
How do these people do it? I mean, seriously, to me, it's crazy how it's amazing how people, and I asked Steve, I had a long talk with Steve Quayle today, and I just said, Steve, how do you write these? I mean, seriously, you write like a book every other month. Not really. And I asked him how he did it, but I could have rounded with him a lot about that. But you know, folks, I do have a message here at the beginning of the show. In a moment, we're going to have this is really important. We're going to have Chance from American Survival Wholesale on our show, talking about some very important things. Now, last night we had Mike Norris, filmmaker, Chuck Norris's son, on, Gary Haven, and Steve Quayle. Did we not? Yeah. Okay. I had a chat. You know, it's just like this has been a blur for me for the last couple of days, since Monday, actually. Before I get too far into the program, I want to mention the portions of this broadcast brought to you by Whole Tones, WholeTonesLive.com, WholeTonesLive.com. Folks, visit WholeTonesLive.com for music, the music frequencies of King David. And I'll tell you something, if you go to the website, you can download a sample. Just a wonderful, wonderful tool. If you're sick and tired of being stressed and overworked, overwhelmed, or if you feel that way, you're not alone. We're right there with you. Visit WholeTonesLive.com, where they've built a proven collection. They've got a collection of proven music therapy that can help reduce stress and ease your mind and motivate you. It's really a great website, WholeTonesLive.com. A lot of information there. More about that later, but I just want to send this message out to everyone. Joe's with me, by the way, tonight. He's back, which is great. Great to have him back. Had last night off. Miss a little bugger when he's off, you know. Little bugger, well, it's bigger than I am. Very quick message. Things are not as they appear. I'm not talking about on your YouTube. I'm not talking, no. Things are not as they appear. Be very careful out there. Folks, be very careful out there. You're going to see things starting to happen. As I was talking to Steve Quayle, we had talked about his appearance, him and Pastor Langford's appearance on Jim Baker. In fact, Steve Quayle and Pastor Langford on Jim Baker, just watched him.
Yeah. During dinner that we had here at the studio.
Yep.
He turned the TV on, and there was Pastor Langford talking on the Jim Baker show, and saw Steve on there. And
you know,
very good.
And very quickly here, because I don't want to keep our guests waiting, now, Steve and Pastor Langford will be on Jim Baker tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. Gary Haven was on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And this does kind of segue nicely, or will segue nicely, into what our guest this hour is going to be talking about. There are things right now that are not as they appear. Nothing is really as it appears. There is a threat out there. People are attempting to downplay the threat. There is a tremendous threat to our economy and to our energy grid and to basically the entirety of the United States. And what is on the event horizon could go a number of different ways. I cannot say with certainty what it's going to be, what event it's going to be, if it's going to be a single event or numbers of events or cascading or concurrent events. I don't know. But I want you to be very careful. And when you look at the headlines, understand that the headlines are just mere, sorry, what would you call them? Most of them are distractions from the real issues, but certainly diversions.
Disinformation.
Disinformation, right.
Diversions. You have a little bit of truth inside, you have 95% truth inside of 5% lies. You have 5% lies inside 95% truth. I mean, you have it's just what you said, deflection, diversion, away from what is important.
That's right.
And there is a lot of things going on out there that the media is not talking about. One of them being media censorship, media censoring itself of truth and actual true news and news reports that are coming out from Facebook, taking away the conservative news headlines and suppressing them, to an Obama aide coming out saying how they use the media to manipulate different stories and to put different talking points and lies out there. all being ignored by the media.
One thing I want to say, and then we're going to bring Chance on here. One thing I want to say is that there are people that are under threat today. And I mean that. Their lives are being threatened. Their lifestyles are being threatened. Their families are being threatened. And I'm not talking in any hyperbole. This is not hyperbole. This is not lies. This is dead accurate. If you are a Christian conservative, you are in the crosshairs. And I don't care if you speak up and speak out, or if you are just have a bumper say, it doesn't matter. They know who you are. They know who your friends are. They know who you are. When I say they, I'm talking about that criminal element of the government. And this is not, I'm not attempting to scare anyone. This is just a matter of fact. The higher your head goes up over the crowd, however, the louder you shout about something, and especially about the homosexual agenda, especially about the Nazification of our society, and especially about abortion. Those are some of the most dangerous areas. Trust me when I tell you. It's only going to get worse. The criminal element is going to, all of this is going to be criminalized pretty soon. And if you dare talk about the refugees, the alien refugees. The other things I mentioned, absolutely. The alien invasion, that's kind of lower on the list. But all of this, even above the gun ownership aspect, it's, trust me when I say, if you are standing firm in the Christian faith, standing against abortion, standing against the sodomy that's taking place, it's a very unpopular position. You will encounter resistance. That what form of resistance, I believe, will be pretty much equal to what stance you take and how you take that stance. Things are not as they appear. That's all I'm going to say right now. And just from what I know, too, I know that you know, people might make fun of like Jim Baker, you know, because of his past. No, that man, right? That man is a broken and rebuilt man, let me tell you. But he's also under fire too, as are many people in that venue, in that visibility, that level of visibility. You can take that to the bank, Joe.
All right, with us right now, we have the owner of AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, one of our partners in our radio and television endeavors, Chance. He's going to be talking with us tonight about a number of things, a number of solutions, and we're going to bring him on right now. Chance, welcome to the Hagman & Hagman Report.
Blessings, guy. So, listen, thank you for having me on. It's been... per day. We have also received some information that is quite disturbing. However, not to be fearful. Fear comes from Satan, not the Lord. So I think it's fitting that if we can now all bow our heads for a prayer. Father, we come together tonight as your Father, as two or more come together, you will be there. We pray for our brothers and sisters listening tonight, Lord. We pray for healing for those in pain. We pray for peace for those who struggle with depression and sin. We pray for wisdom for those who seek answers to earthly problems. We pray for discernment over all matters of finance, written or verbal communication, and of spiritual matters. Father, we ask a special prayer for those who are and lonely and are seeking fellowship, that you bring others into their life for your purpose, Lord. We pray for our veterans, past and present, those who put their lives at risk every day so that we are safe at home. And lastly, Father, we pray for our intercessors who pray on our behalf. for Doug and Joe and their family. Please keep them safe and healthy in these last days. In these things we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Chance.
Thank you. Well, Chance, let's talk about the solutions.
Solutions, indeed, Chance. This is what we're, and it's funny because I had no knowledge of the solutions that we were going to be talking about. And I mentioned something to you before the program, and it was exactly what we're going to be talking about. So God's at work here.
Well, I tell you, tonight we're going to be discussing, and there'll be quite a bit of information. So again, we ask that if you can get a pencil and pen out, folks, and some paper, and write these down, because I'm going to go fairly quickly. I have prepared something that I think you're going to find very, very useful in the coming months. Tonight we're going to be discussing the EMP threat in two parts. The first part, how to prepare for an EMP, and number two, how to react to the event if it occurs. But first, let's discuss for the new listeners, what is an EMP? What is the cause of an EMP? An EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, is simply a burst of electromagnetic radiation, not to be confused with a N as in Nancy EMP, which refers to a nuclear explosion, which results in the same effect, however, one being natural, i.e. solar flares, and the other being man-made or nuclear warheads. The underlying factors of damage to our electrical systems and electrical components depend upon the altitude of the detonation or flare, the energy yield, and the gamma ray output. Also, any shielding that may be in place. Now, we understand what an EMP is. How do we tell the difference between a power outage and EMP? During and after an EMP, you will experience a power outage, but an EMP will cause your electronic devices to fail. Simply that. Your cell phone works, your laptop doesn't work, your computer works. That's an EMP. A power outage will not affect those.
So, just to make sure, I just want to make sure that we get this clear for people out there, because Chance, you and me were talking earlier this week, I believe, and you know we brought up the fact that there are power outages all over the country now on any given day for a number of reasons, and how to tell the difference between an actual power outage and an EMP, and you clarified that just now, and did so while we were on the phone, and it would the phone or a battery operated laptop computer would be two things immediately if those two things were down also, as well as your power. You can tell that that's more than a mere power outage, because we go through power outages all the time. And think nothing of them.
What would be one thing, Chance, that we could have on the counter, maybe of our garage or the counter of our kitchen or den or whatever, that if we'd suddenly turn it on and it doesn't work, and everything else, all the lights and everything else are out, it's out, the power's out, that we know, hey, this is not just a mere, Houston, we got a problem. I mean, do you have something in mind, maybe?
Right, so any device that's not plugged into a wall socket, of course, would be battery operated. For example, a AM/FM radio, transistor radio, your cell phone. Most laptops, folks move from spot to spot around the house, and they're not plugged in as well. Any of these items that fail, if you try to power them, they do not power up, you have experienced an EMP.
All right. Good to know.
Some of the common questions, guys, that we get, one is kind of interesting. I didn't even know this until I did some research, but will our cars be affected? Well, we've known for a long time that vehicles that were produced prior to 1970, they don't have computers, and a lot of them have the old point systems instead of the electronic control injection systems and spark systems. Well, we knew that they would be susceptible. This would be interesting. Having more metal, these vehicles, more metal in the cars helps shield those vehicles from an EMP, where these newer vehicles these days have more plastic to keep the vehicles light, have more plastic. They make the vehicles actually more susceptible to EMPs than, you know, some of the older vehicles from the, you know, late 70s and prior. Another one we get is, will planes fall out of the sky? Well, the facts are, aircraft normally are not affected in the air because of their altitude. However, those aircraft that are within 10 kilometers of a black one will absolutely be affected by what is referred to as charge separation. So, for example, a plane taking off or a plane landing or on approach will absolutely be affected by an EMP if it is within the blast zone, for example, in the middle of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, somewhere in the heart of America. So I found that kind of interesting. But I want to talk about some solutions, but first I want to talk about how to prepare for an EMP threat and what our government is doing about it. Well, interestingly enough, last night we heard Texas is hardening the grid. An interesting note here is the numbers were released. It would cost $2 billion to harden our two major grids, West Coast and East Coast, $2 billion. But the facts are, if there were an EMP, they are suggesting that the potential price tag is between $1 trillion and $2 trillion in economic disruptions. So let's do the math. $2 billion to fix it, $1 to $2 trillion in damage. Doesn't make a lot of sense, right, guys?
Sounds like job security to me.
Right. So... So how do we prepare for an EMP threat? Well, in the past, we've discussed the importance of food, water, you know, long-term storable freeze-dried food, enough water for every person in the household for 6 months. But what we need to remember is this, that food that we do have in the house after an EMP in your refrigerator and your freezer must be consumed in the first 24 to 72 hours. And that depends on the outside temperature. We need to also be prepared for a threat of others during this period wanting to steal, take from you food and supplies that don't belong to them. However, as Christians, we do understand that we need to be prepared to help others while witnessing, testifying, and ministering. Can I get an amen?
Amen, sir.
So
that's what it's
solution.
All about.
Yeah. So we do have a solution. A lot of you are familiar with what is termed Faraday cage, named after the inventor, Michael Faraday, whose research in the year 1831 provided these solutions that we're going to discuss today to protect our electronics. So a Faraday cage is an enclosure formed by using conductive materials used to block electric fields. Pretty simple, right? But not all Faraday cages are created equal. You'll see many of them on YouTube, blogs, survival forums, and what you need to understand is simply this. The more layers of conductive protection around your sensitive devices, i.e. cell phones, laptops, notepads, the better. So we are very pleased to offer the only Faraday cage, period, that can be customized to fit your needs, your personal electronics. So from small units that will hold just a few cell phones and thumb drives to larger units that can be customized to hold desktop computers, servers, ham radio base units, even the big equipment that you guys have over there in Pennsylvania. We build them right in our Texas office. We offer a money-back guarantee on every unit. We test these units using 18 to 20 million volts. By the way, outside the Faraday cage, I fried a perfectly good shortwave radio during these testing processes.
On purpose?
We do this on a sustained basis.
Was that a whoops or was that on purpose?
Well, so, you know, we had to do the test based upon the products, electronics, inside and outside. So we're taking measurements inside and outside. Well, we put the Voyager shortwave radio inside first. We got very positive readings, and then we put it outside, and I hit the side of it with 18 million volts, and it has not worked since.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah. So we build them right here in our warehouse. We've done a lot of research, and I can tell you, guys, the measurements that we're seeing on the inside of these Faraday cages, because it is a three-stage system with three layers of protection, and it's built to last for many years, you're going to find, and the cost, of course, depends on the size. However, you know, doing our research, we believe that you're not going to be able to find or even build a comparable Faraday cage for the wholesale prices we're offering. So here's what we need to do. Just send us an email. Take measurements of each device in your home that you'd like to protect and that you're going to place inside. Email those measurements to ASW@startmail.com. Again, that's ASW@startmail.com. We will configure and calculate a Faraday cage for your needs. Email you with that cost. For those that are on a budget, we will work with you. You have our word on that. Only a deposit is required to start the process. So the other thing I have here, just for the first 100 customers, they will also receive one item that needs to be in that Faraday cage, a hand-powered AM/FM radio by Element, which also charges your phone. Also, if you don't have an email, please feel free to give us a call, or you don't have a computer, give us a call at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. I hope I didn't take up too much time, guys.
No, but we're not going to let you go right away. I got some questions for you. Do you have a second? Do you have
sure.
a few minutes?
Sure.
I mean, okay, because sure. I got some questions. All right. So, what? Okay, if I wanted to store, not like a if I wanted to store multiple electronics in the Faraday cage that you would build, can I do that? Can I put like we'll say a spare computer, cell phones, walkie talkies, things that we would use post EMP? Is that possible?
Absolutely. So your length and your width are going to be determined by the size of the device itself. So the largest unit, for example, a laptop, which is highly suggested, the largest unit will be the length and the width, and the height will depend upon the other items that you're going to be placing inside the Faraday cage.
All right. Does this Faraday cage need to be grounded, or could someone who lives in an apartment building on the 31st or 32nd or 105th floor or whatever it might be, can they use this, or does it need to be touching the ground?
So our recommendation, it will come with a copper grounding rod. Our recommendation, of course, is to always have what we call an earth ground attached to a wire to Faraday cage. It's included. However, because we're doing a three-layer insulation, it's absolutely not necessary. So if you live on the 34th floor of a high rise, the dual protection will give you the protection you need against most devices.
All right. Can you tell us what the material, what this is made from? Is it metal? Obviously it would be metal, right?
Right. So the outside of the container is aluminum. The inside of the container is a very fine, highly conductive copper mesh. And that's really where you're getting the protection. But it's two layers of protection there. And then the copper rod will ground it to the earth for the ultimate protection.
Wow. I thinking of the copper, that's where the money is. I mean, the expense, I should say, is, I would suspect, right?
Absolutely. And so the only way that we are able to keep these costs down is to buy wholesale. We buy spools of this copper mesh, and and we cut it to fit. So each unit that that is ordered will be custom fit for the needs of the customer.
Okay. Now, I know you've done a lot of research on this health-wise. Let me ask this. If somebody, the gentleman I had dinner with Saturday, he's a good friend of mine. He's got a pacemaker. We're all getting old, I guess. But anyway, are there pacemakers susceptible to EMPs? Would he have a problem? In fact, we discussed this. He and I. Do you know the answer to that?
Actually, I do. Unfortunately, pacemakers are susceptible. It really depends, again, on the yield of the detonation and the sustainability of the detonation. So a solar flare or a series of solar flares can last for quite a long time. Depending on their intensity, absolutely a pacemaker can be affected and can be fatal. Absolutely fatal. If you were exposed to a nuclear detonation and you were what we call grounded, so imagine being outside, you're in your socks, you're barefoot, and you're outside, you can absolutely, there's circuitry involved there, you can actually, your pacemaker could fail, and it could be fatal.
All right. What is your idea for, I don't know, putting a Faraday cage over a vehicle in a garage, or even making your garage like a Faraday cage? Is that, we know, I mean, if you've got a post 1973 vehicle, something made after 73 or with electronics in it, you're probably not going to have a good car, or workable car. Maybe, probably, we don't know with certainty 100%, but chances are no. So would it be and I'm thinking out of the box here, would it be economically feasible to make your garage into a Faraday cage and have your stuff in there, or make a Faraday cage, and I'm not being smart, I'm actually, this is a serious question, make a Faraday cage for your car?
Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, tests have been done on certain vehicles. We've all seen metal carports, right?
Yep.
So remember that if the metal enclosure is completely surrounding the car device inside, it will circumvent the electronics and go directly to ground. So if we park a vehicle, we have a 4,000 square foot Faraday cage here, right? That's our warehouse. If we park a vehicle inside of a metal building, we're going to have a lot more protection than someone that's going to park their car outside, right, on in a driveway.
Right.
One thing that we can do that's inexpensive is drive a copper rod, let's say 4 feet, about 3 feet into the ground, attach a jump wire from the copper rod to the outside frame of the car. That will also give you some protection, but no guarantees. Again, because these cars today have highly advanced computer circuitry in them and are very susceptible to EMPs.
All right. Eric the Tech asked me to ask you, does a microwave act as a Faraday cage?
That's interesting as well. You know, it does offer some protection, Eric. It does offer some protection, but it's not a guarantee. No, it's not a guarantee. So for the same reason that you don't get nuked outside your microwave oven would be a reason why you could possibly put a phone or something like that in the microwave and have some protection. But it's, Eric, it's not a guarantee.
Interesting. Wow. What's your gut telling you, Chance, in terms of potential possibilities here, short-term possibilities for something like this taking place?
So, I mean, I was going to save this until, you know, I vetted this information a little bit more carefully. But As many of you are aware, there is a North Korean satellite that passes the United States twice a day.
Right.
And there is information, again, not vetted, Doug. There's information that this satellite has been equipped with an NEMP.
Yeah, I've heard that,
and,
too.
I mean, you look at that leader of it. Well, that's a nice word, leader. You look at this guy. I mean, is he sane? Is he one of the leaders of our world? I don't think so. And I think he's a very dangerous man. And so the threat is viable. It's very viable. Thank you for asking that question. But again, that has not been vetted.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. I mean, you're looking at a 5 foot, 300 pound garden gnome chia pet. You know, I mean, that's demonically. It's just the demonic, and then you've got the facilitators of this guy.
Thank you for saying what I was thinking, Doug.
Well, I mean, I don't know how else to describe this guy that garden though, loofah brush on his head. What?
Let me ask you this, Chance, before we let you go, pertaining to the EMPs. Obviously, some type of power generation system, a generator, would be something that you would want to have in a Faraday cage. Now, if we put laptops and phones and different things inside these Faraday cages, aside from generators, how would we, the battery runs out on these devices, how would we best be able to recharge these devices if the electricity would be out for extended amount of time? We would only have the life of the battery. Yeah, I mean,
solar. Do you have anything there at your gigantic warehouse that would?
I do. See, it's not feasible to put a 400 pound generator in a Faraday cage, right? That's not feasible. And they do, the new ones especially, do have circuitry. You are much better off, honestly, having. You remember the device I told you earlier? It's called the Voyager. It has shortwave, AM, FM, NOAA weather band. It can charge your phones. It can give you that emergency backup power you need. It's got everything, flashlight, everything. That piece of equipment is approximately 12 inches by 4 inches by 6 inches, okay? So that will easily fit into a Faraday cage. That you can use during an emergency to not only create power for your small devices, but also to pick up transmissions from shortwave transmissions that are not affected by an EMP, because these are repeaters. They are not the same thing as what the radio stations use, which are more more electronics, more computers, more circuitry.
Okay. All right. Eric, is that what you have? Do you have? Okay, so Eric the Tech owns that of which you speak, purchased it from AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. So, and he said, thumbs up, two thumbs up. Yeah.
It's great. You can hand crank it. It's solar, hand crank, even battery backup. So there's three ways to power it up.
All right. Awesome. That way, so I'll have Joe here, and he'll hand crank that puppy. I'm not going to be doing that. No, I'm kidding. Wow. All right, Chance. Before we cut you loose, anything else you'd like to share? Or I mean, a lot of good information here. So, folks, do not accuse us of just saying, well, you just spread fear and talk about problems of no solutions. You got a boatload of solutions right here. Chance, American Survival Wholesale, your personal Faraday cage, plus. He'll work with you. But Chance, anything else?
Well, one last thing, and folks, Doug and Joe, they don't know that I'm going to say this, but I just it's on my heart and it's in my spirit. I would just ask each and every one of you listening tonight that are and have been taking information, the truth, and using it in your lives, the guests that they bring on, please go to HagmanandHagman.com. Go to the bottom of the page. There is a donate button there. Anything Guys, $1, $5, $10, whatever you can afford will help out. These guys bring us so much information, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart. So please do that. Go to HagmanandHagman.com, bottom of the page, press the donate button. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much. And you're right. We did not know you were going to say that, but we're very thankful that you did. Thank you so much, brother. Be safe out there. We'll talk.
Good night.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
that was Chance from AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Yeah. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Not only do they have all kinds of survival products out there, bug out bags, emergency water kits, and water purification kits, they also have some of the top of the line GMO free Thrive brand storable food.
And we have that. We don't want, no, when I say we have that, don't picture us having like this warehouse full of food. All right. No, we don't. We have a pantry. And when I say pantry, I'm talking about a pantry that would fit in a small mobile home. Okay. As a pantry. And we have our food. So, I mean, we're not overly prepared, but I said all that just to say this very simply.
I still haven't found, you know, where you dug your real stash at.
Yeah.
It's around here.
That's
somewhere.
That's it. But I'll just say this. You don't want to be eating sawdust or cardboard or something that tastes like it in an emergency. So I think I don't know. We probably have maybe 24 cans. Maybe more, I don't know, but around that. So, I mean, I have about 10 cans
at home.
Yeah.
Big cans.
But what we've done is we've actually, with our wives and our families, we've actually made the meals and like, oh, they might get a little suspicious. Well, what are you making supper? I mean, come on. When was the last time? But we've done it and, to kind of trick them and they've eaten the freeze-dried food, not knowing it was long-term storable food and, you know, so-called dehydrated or whatever you want to call that. And, They didn't really know the difference.
My wife did a little bit, but it was only because of the presentation of the food. The roast beef is cut up in real small little squares. So when you rehydrate and warm that up, you know, it's not like this roast beef that you freshly cut.
But she said it tasted. I mean, it tasted normal, right? When I say normal, it was.
She said it tasted fine. Yeah, but you know, she could tell it wasn't.
It was a store bought.
She knew something was going on. Yeah. Right.
Well,
but it was delicious. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I've made it since just cause.
In the breakfast foods, I especially like the dried fruits and such, but pineapples. Yeah, oh man, we eat those right out of the can.
Yeah. He's had to lock up all the fruits and vegetables or the fruits around here because
the dozen cans.
I will go through those pineapples, those strawberries, those, oh goodness. They got this. Raspberries, they're so good.
Oh, those raspberries are fabulous, just right out of the can. But it's
and the pineapples are good too. The only thing is they can, they're freeze dried, and if you don't, I like to eat them without introducing any water back into them,
right.
And they can get a little sharp, and you know they can cut the edges inside of your mouth. But
yep.
Even real pineapple can do that.
Lady, our studio dog, she'll bite your arm off for a freeze dried. Long-term storable food, the banana. She loves those. I mean, she will fight you for a banana. In fact, she knows the can because we have a can, a small can, pantry-sized can on our counter, and we snack on them at home. And you know, as soon as she sees that, she's like both paws on the counter looking. And just saying. But anyway, so a lot of good information there, and especially against the backdrop of the movie Armageddon tomorrow in theaters. Now, I've gotten so many emails, pages upon pages upon pages of emails, people saying, well, it's not in our theater. Folks, you have to call your theater. Had a conversation with Mike Norris, again, the filmmaker, and about this. It's possible that sometime in June they could have perhaps another whole round of showings, I mean, a continuation in terms of additional states and more theaters. The number of people who have called after the show last night in the United States was amazing. Called their theaters. They're getting inquiries already today. And want to thank you for doing that. So, Gary Haven as well. And, Diane Ladd's in the movie. It's just a really interesting movie. It comes at it a little differently. It's not like one second after. It comes after more of the it comes at the whole, the approach is just a whole different approach. And what Chance mentioned too about North Korean satellite, the two of them going over our head. Absolutely. We're getting the information that that one satellite, at least one of the two, is absolutely not a communication satellite. It is not a surveillance satellite. It is a satellite that could have a payload of sorts, and whether or not it's successful, I don't know. But there is talk of blackmail. There's talk of,
you have to ask yourself, why is North Korea allowed to have the nuclear stockpile it has? A and B, why has, you know, we hear a lot about Iran and the threat Iran poses to Israel, but not only Israel, but to the U.S. and to the Western world. You hear some of the rhetoric that comes from their leaders, and yes, it's troubling. But actions, they have not taken any actions as of yet against Israel or America. But here we have North Korea, who has taken actions against South Korea, who has this nuclear stockpile. And we have the ability to take out that nuclear stockpile without any civilian casualties. Why are they allowed to continue to have that? This rogue nation with this just tyrannical, crazy dictator, or so they say.
Right, right.
Or make him out to be.
No, well, the danger is there. Now, China, he's a...
The question is, the danger is there, but
yeah.
Is there more danger posed from our government and media trying to make it look like North Korea is some type of crazy enemy, or is the danger really from North Korea?
Interesting question. You're right for asking it. I don't know the answer. I do know that the threat is there, but even if the threat, when I say the threat is there, it means the capability is there. Is the will or the intent there? I don't know that, but it certainly is a possibility. But even why are we even asking this question? Because why did the Bush administration, the Obama regime, for that matter, and really every regime since 1953, why did they allow the dictator of this country, the different various dictators, why did they allow him to become the threat that he has become, and why hasn't China reined him in? So the answer to me, I believe, is chaos. I want to address something very quickly here, because we've gotten so many emails about this situation, about you know, I'm not sure if you heard, Joe, because you were off and otherwise doing some other things. The ICE agent that committed suicide in New York City.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier.
Superstation 95.
Absolutely. Couldn't verify the suicide note.
Right.
And its contents.
It's bogus, okay? Bogus. But in my experience as an investigator, when I've seen the suicides I've seen that had notes, people had notes, not one time ever were the contents of the notes released publicly. In fact, a couple of times I've seen actually the notes. Well, I don't even want to address that, but the not released publicly. So that story, based on our sources, absolutely bogus. Now, did someone commit suicide? Well, perhaps. I mean, you have to check the...
Yeah, no, Port Authority did verify that.
But the notes, unless it was some document... Now, I'm not ruling out this. The story as presented is not correct. But think about this. Let's say somebody found me, you know, in the middle of, I don't know, somewhere, dead. And you came to my office and looked at some of my notes. Well, yeah, obviously some of my notes are going to be about... very similar to, you know, show notes and research I've done and such. Now, is it possible that that's what they're referring to? Well, certainly it's not presented that way, but it certainly could be possible.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But no, do not get hung up on that. It's not going to be that easy or that simple.
Mentioned this to me before the show about this, Steve Hill.
Yeah.
A Satanist?
Yep.
Congressman or senator?
Yep.
And I'm reading an article in Time Magazine.
He's running for Senate.
Steve Hill, they say, is a typical candidate running for elected office in California. He's a former U.S. Marine looking to reform public schools. But a couple of things are holding him back. He's an avowed atheist and satanic temple organizer.
Well, you can't be both.
No, see, this is where, remember maybe a month or so ago, I was trying to explain how there are Luciferians, there are Satanists, there are atheists. Well, see, the Satanist says, I'm a Satanist as far as trying to get people to understand that I don't believe in the devil any more than I believe in God, he says. All of it is stupid, but so if I have to tell people I'm the devil to get them to listen, then okay, I'm the devil, he says.
Say what?
But see, what they do here, what he's talking about here is self-described as a humanist approach that raises the levels of consciousness through, and this is the satanic temple that he's a part of, it identifies the temple mission as a humanist approach that raises the level of consciousness. I do not go worship Satan and pour milk on me, he said.
Whatever that means.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. But Satanism would influence me greatly because I could deal from a different perspective as a regular human being. And this is, I mean, if you're either a Satanist or you're an atheist.
You can't be both.
Right.
You cannot be both by definition.
But the whole thing is troubling.
Well, it shows that our morality, our spiritual fabric, has been rended by the absence of the church, by the absence of the actions of Christians. I mean, Christians have been no-shows, really, to everything of importance of late. And this is what we get. We get this immorality. This. By the way, and our guest is coming up before the top of the hour, I just want to mention this as well. This Samantha Bee and Patton Oswalt. Did you folks see that little ditty they had? Mm-hmm. Now, many people who don't watch TBS or don't know who these people are, I get it. I understand.
Patton Oswalt's a comedian.
Patton Oswalt was on the King of Queens what was his name? Spencer or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. But he's a stand-up comic whose wife passed away a couple of months ago, in her sleep. Okay. She was a mystery writer. And how I know that is she was a mystery writer. But, anyway. These two dingbats, left-wing drivel, sorry pieces did this expose, 6-minute expose or 7-minute expose last night or the night before on Full Frontal, which is some sort of pseudo talk show.
Yeah, I think it was on the Comedy Channel.
It's on TBS, actually. And they were making fun of.
And that's that Samantha.
Pro life. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what a disgusting display. This Samantha Bee and Patton Oswalt talking about abortion, talking about on this expose. Oswalt, who is an atheist, doesn't believe in God, doesn't believe in anything. He was making fun of pro-lifers, as was the Samantha Bee. I've got something more. I got more to say on this because the reason I bring this up now is this is really the strikes at the heart of this epidemic, epidemic of entertainment that is filling this, or feeding this immorality across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it's appealing to the jugheads, the millennial, intellectually debased and bankrupt jugheads across
and
the United States.
And appealing to those people, but planting seeds of immorality in those who are merely watching it, unless they understand exactly what it is they're seeing and that they are attacks, that the marginalization that's going on and the actual, I mean, we got rid of cable for a few years, got cable back for a year and got rid of it again. And
can't make up your mind, huh?
Well, no, just, you know, it was cheaper to get cable with phone and TV or internet and TV, internet and phone.
Yeah.
But it's crazy out there. The show, I mean, you have the TV show Lucifer, you have all these shows out there.
And when did they put nudity on cable? I mean, on regular cable.
NYPD Blue.
I mean,
I remember that much. Folks, we're going to be right back with author, investigative journalist, and much more, Michael Snyder, on the other side. Stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.